Welcome to our program, Taking Care of Business. It is part of our worldwide Network for Success programming. Taking Care of Business will help you learn how successful managers and business owners manage their businesses, capitalize on opportunities, and overcome adversity. Our objective is to help you understand and apply their insights, then use your expertise in your own business or job so that you can become more successful. Taking Care of Business is sponsored by Consulting Task Force. CTF is a full-service consulting firm known for providing personalized end-to-end business building methods, as well as cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving your business. CTF helps your business grow and prosper.
This is Joe Camara of your Network for Success. Today we're going to be interviewing Ian Lacy. He's made a name for himself in professional motorsports, beginning his career in a Formula Car racing in 1995 at Russell Racing School. Ian won 4 consecutive driving championships and has scored numerous wins and top 5 finishes since then. He's now the proud owner of 2 Mustang race cars. He's well acquainted with the management side of racing, as well as having worked as a fabricator, trackside engineer, and driver coach. He currently owns the motorsports store in Erta, Utah, which is located near the Utah Motorsports Campus. His business supplies cars, training, and support for beginning and experienced racers. My first question is how you got into racing and how you got started and how it's evolved over time.
Gotcha. Well, the long story is my father was kind of a gearhead. Had a lot of books on historic racing, and used to wake me up at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch Formula One and so on. And he always had some pretty nifty little sports cars, so as soon as I started driving, I really enjoyed driving, and decided on my way out of high school that I wanted to be a race car driver. So, went to Skip Barber for high school graduation, and then struggled to find a way into the industry. And ultimately found the Russell Racing School, Jim Russell Race School Mechanics Training Program. So I was a graduate of that program in 1996. And I stayed on with the school and worked as an instructor while I drove through their championships and went on to race a lot of open wheel series and ultimately in IMSA. Was very fortunate to have a pretty reasonable driver's career, but unfortunately just never could quite make it to the next step. So while I was trying to be a driver, I supplemented my income by driver coaching and then doing some engineering, and ultimately started a business in Utah at what was the Miller Motorsports Park. We supported a fleet of open wheel cars out there for local racers, and slowly but surely that has grown into our current business model, which is we've got a big shop out there with a total of 16 cars at this point, not all running, but in some form or another. We've got all these different kind of cars there that we support. And our professional endeavors include the IMSA Michelin Pilot Challenge Series, which we're doing just 3 races this year, kind of getting our feet wet. And this will be our 4th year of competition in the SRO GT4 America Sprint Series.
Well, this may not be at the very top of the level, but it sounds like you've moved up quite a bit. Are you going to continue doing that?
I'd sure like to. That is the goal. We'd like to be over in the big paddock in IMSA running prototypes someday. And it's been baby steps for me. We started out small. We grew in the business. I've been very cautious not to overextend myself, but we've been fortunate to be able to kind of keep on improving our game each year.
So what do you think the secret is to that evolution? Why have you been successful?
I think the relationships that you build with your customers are the key ingredient, especially in this industry. I don't have the means to do it myself, and that both as a driver and as a team owner have never been really successful finding a large dollar sponsor, somebody that could support the entire program. So our business model has been kind of built around the current state of sports car racing, where you have maybe a wealthy sort of gentleman driver, if you will, who hires a professional driver to work with him as a coach. And luckily we've had a couple of those fellows come through our program over the years, and they've helped us be able to get to where we are today.
So have you sought them out, or have they sought you out?
Ultimately, maybe a little bit of both. So our first real pro racing customer was a gentleman named Steve Burns, who was the owner-founder of VP Racing Fuels. And he had moved out to Utah and was looking for somebody to support his open wheel car. And of course, we happened to be there doing just that. So Steve came on and raced the local NASA series. But ultimately, we took him World Challenge Racing in the TC class for a few years. And also Trans Am Racing in a TA1 car for a couple years. So Steve stayed with me while we kind of grew the business and supplied some of the capital that we needed to get started. And subsequently, we've been able to purchase that capital from him and kind of continue that model.
So about how many people are working with you now in your team?
We're a fairly small team. Back home, I have two guys working in the shop basically full time. We have a third guy that sort of supplements that we can use when we have extra projects or big projects or a lot of volume on the local race weekends. Here on the, you know, the IMSA and the SRO weekends, we generally have a crew of 9 to 10 to support one car in IMSA with all the pit lane requirements of tire changers and fueling and so on. But that same number will let me support two cars on the SRO side.
Since sponsorship is so important, or the acquisition of sponsors is important, do you have a person that's focused strictly on that or not?
No, not really. Unfortunately, we are being a little bit new, are still a little bit weak on the marketing side. We don't have anybody representing us out there aside from either me with, you know, our industry contacts, or our driver Drew Stavely does some promotional work as well, trying to bring in a little cash here and there to support his car.
Yeah, I know how difficult that is. I had some relation with a NASCAR driver some years ago.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that I tried to help him do.
Yeah, it's very challenging.
Yeah. So obviously you have key players yourself, and the drivers must be very important, the quality of them. What's the next most important person?
I think the most important, well, certainly the most important person on the race team is the truck driver. Right? If we can't get the truck and the cars to the racetrack, we're out of business. So our fellow is named Dean Bolton. He worked with VP Fuels as well for a lot of years, and he's been driving for me for 5 years now. Secondarily is the engineer, and we are very fortunate to have a fellow named Zach Porter, works with VI Grade, a driver in motion simulator company that supplies OEMs. And he's freed up to come and help us on the race weekends, and he is vastly experienced and is a key component to the success of our team. But ultimately, every single crew member is playing an important role and you know, can lead you to success or the opposite, depending on the day.
So it sounds like technology is a key component of the racing team.
Certainly it is. That is, you know, obviously, in today's sports car world, with balance of performance and so on and so forth, we're very limited in what we can change and adjust on the race car. So being able to quickly and accurately get the car dialed in is very important on the race weekend to ensure that you show up in the race and you're ready to run at the front of the pack. Zach, as I mentioned, uses a lot of simulation programs. So, you know, he can run through, gosh, I don't know, I think there's 27,000 variables and setup for this car, even given our restricted ability to change things. And he can quickly run through those on the computer and sort of zero in on a package that's going to allow us to have a car that is working quite well when we roll off the truck.
Sounds good. What about technology in the business side of the team rather than just the racing side?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't necessarily see a whole lot of technology at my level. I mean, you know, I use a web browser and I use QuickBooks, and that gets me through on a day-to-day basis. And you know, as a business, again, being a little bit small, slowly but surely we are investing in more machine tools and welding equipment and support equipment in the shop. We're not in the position where we can go buy the latest, greatest CNC machine or 3D printer, but we do have access to those items outside of the shop that our vendors help us with if there's any parts that we need to produce.
So it sounds like you do a lot of subcontracting.
Yes, a fair bit. You know, again, it's been a couple years now since we've built a race car. You know, most of the time you have to buy them off the shelf, but there's still little odds and ends to that either we can whittle up in the shop, or if it's a bigger project and you're making a run of, say, alignment equipment for the cars, then Zach can draw it up and we can send it over to somebody who has a CAD machine and they can blast out the items that we need.
I'm particularly interested in relationships you have with your sponsors that you currently have. How do you massage them? How do you keep them interested in sponsoring you? What kind of things do you do?
Gotcha. So social media seems to be important to a lot of people. So we try to ensure that they get the exposure there that they are looking for. And we try to provide more than they would expect, both from the social media aspect as well as the value for the money that they have spent. So because we are a two-car team, if, say, Drew brings in a sponsorship, we can run that, we can provide some exposure on both race cars and add some value to that potential sponsor. Again, our sponsors up till now have sort of been, you know, one or two events, and generally it's a personal relationship that either Drew or I have with those individuals. So we have Lava Propane helping us at the Southern California races, Long Beach, or if we go to Sonoma, they're usually on board. Up at Portland or in the Northeast, we work with Product 41. And we've, you know, tried to go above and beyond in what we provide them in return for their investment in our program.
Well, I'm curious about what above and beyond means. I have some ideas about what sponsorship should be, but I'm curious about what above and beyond means.
Oh, that's really difficult to ascertain. In my mind, you know, we have to assign a value to space on the car. Let's say, you know, the hood is going to be X amount, the rear wing end plate, a little teeny 6-inch piece, is going to be Y amount. Okay. So for us right now, we might get some income for Y, this little 6-inch piece, but we'll expand the size of their logo and provide them with a larger space that might be worth more than they had contributed to the team. Or in if they've done a one-off, one race plan with us, we'll leave them on the car for two races. That's sort of what we've been doing at this point. We try to include them again in all the social media, press releases, and so on and so forth. But if we can, you know, give back a little bit, then hopefully we can grow that relationship and perhaps have a larger contribution in the future.
Well, I don't know if this will be helpful to you, but I kind of specialize in marketing, and one of the important things for me is to have people who are sponsors make contacts with customers. And so in certain places there are tents here where, you know, you're giving away some of the product or you're creating relationships with customers in a different way. Have you done anything like that?
We haven't done a lot of B2B work. With Product 41, we have in that we've helped some of our drivers perhaps access their product supply, their websites, and so on and so forth. With Lava Propane, they were more interested in just having an experience, you know, bringing some of their employees out to the racetrack, being able to feel good about helping the local boy, right? And the programs haven't been really large enough where we've had to go down the road of looking into that, but certainly that is in the radar.
Yeah, I think that would be important, for especially for sponsor retention. If you can get a more national sponsor than a local sponsor, I think that'd be good.
Yeah, and you know, being able to show what the return is, right? You know, we were able to generate this much business or this much income. Yeah.
That's where I'm headed. Gotcha. Is racing profitable?
It's been pretty good for me these last couple of years. We're diversified enough that, you know, between our local program and our pro racing program, we've been able to expand the shop. We've been able to reinvest in the company. We're, you know, purchasing equipment that makes our mechanics' lives easier. So yeah, for the last couple of years, it's been quite good.
So I'm assuming you're a very good manager. And so I'd like you to crow a little bit about that and tell me what being a manager makes you successful rather than just having a team that wins, you know, at the checkered flag.
Gosh, you know, that's a really good question. I guess one thing that I've always sort of quote unquote prided myself on is my relationship with the employees. And that started back when I was a driver and always building that relationship with your mechanic, right? And that's carried on into the business. And I feel like, you know, we're able to have good, friendly working relationships. and trying to get into the shop and get my hands dirty with the guys, or get in there on the struggle on the big projects on the weekends. So we changed an engine last night, and I worked with the guys on that one. So I think showing that you're willing to put in the effort alongside ensures that they feel that you respect what they do and understand the challenges of their job, and I think that's one of my strengths. At the same time, you know, it can be a little bit of a weakness too, because when you have good close working relationship and friendly relationship with the guys, sometimes it's hard for me to criticize anything that I might see. You know, if somebody hasn't wiped the car down, I walk by it four times, I get frustrated, and I finally do it myself rather than saying something about it. So, yeah, so that's a struggle. Aside from that, the other part is really trying to look after the customer's bottom line and ensure that we're spending their money wisely. They're getting the value for what they spend. Obviously, racing isn't cheap. And so I'm very mindful not to nickel and dime them. I pass on a lot of the deals that I generate in the industry to my customers, low markups, if at all any. You know, we're careful about tire usage and so on and so forth. So getting them to feel comfortable that you're working with them and in their best interest, I think, is very important.
Great. Well, we've taken about 15 minutes. And I don't want to take up too much of your time. So what I want to do in closing is simply say, if someone were wanting to be a sponsor or find ways to help you support your team, how would they get in touch with you, and what would you like to hear from them?
Yeah, right now, again, being a little bit new and being a little shy on the marketing side, it's best just to contact me personally. You know, we are Ian Lacy Racing. Email is ianlacyracing@msn.com, yournameracing.com, right? We do have a social media presence. I do have a vintage website, but that's mainly my driving stuff, and I don't think you can even pull it up on a cell phone these days. So we have been working with the company to try and do a business-to-business deal where we'll provide them some space on the race car in exchange for website development, but it's not quite up to speed yet. So feel free to get in touch with me personally. Also, feel free to reach out to Drew Stavely, our driver. He's a good guy and is kind of looking after a little bit of that for us.
And so initially you mentioned you were attached to the Miller Sports Park. Is that where your home base is now?
Yes, that's correct. So what is now Utah Motorsports Campus is our home base. We have just over a 10,000 square foot shop there, right on the front row. It's been, obviously, it's had its challenges the last couple of years as it goes through the sales process following Larry's death. But finally, this last year, the facility was profitable, and we are pretty confident that it's here to stay long term. And there are some added bonuses, obviously, to being at the racetrack. They're very good at working with the tenants and letting us get out on the and accessing the track surface when necessary. So we can go out and shake down cars and get a little bit of free track time associated with our rental out there. Yeah, so it's been a great place to be.
Well, so if I wanted to become a customer and have you introduce me to the kind of driving you have the capability to do now, who would I contact? Would I contact you again?
Same, yeah. Feel free to give me a call.
Phone number?
It is area code 702-499-3840.
Probably good to say it again in case somebody didn't have a paper and pencil
in
front of them.
Yep. Once again, 702-499-3840.
Introducing 100% Sales Growth, the only program you will ever need. The internet is saturated with programs promising to double your sales, but they only offer the same old piecemeal marketing programs of yesteryear, leading to substandard results. While piecemeal marketing is easy to understand, its potential for success is limited. As you complete our 10-session program, worksheets, and the bonus program, you will see your business grow.
We will help you increase your brand awareness and create greater visibility, strengthen your industry credibility, stimulate increased buying interest, generate more qualified leads, produce more sales, and enhance your customer retention ratio.
www.100%salesgrowth.com.
2019 was a special one for Ian Lacy Racing, crew, and drivers. Drew Stavely wrapped up his GT4 America Sprint AM Championship with one race still to go, and Carl Whitmer closed out his season as the GT4 America Sprint X East Pro-Am champion. So, If you're thinking of motorsports as your marketing venue or are looking for a driver for your team, consider Ian Lacing and his team, which are proven winners.
If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 any time of the day or night. Taking Care of Business is sponsored by Consulting Task Force. CTF is a full-service management consulting firm known for providing personalized end-to-end business-building methods, as well as cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving your business. CTF helps your business grow and prosper. If you missed some or all of our show, you may view it again by logging into our website. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.networkforsuccess.com for more details. Thank you for joining us.